Life is changing fast. We are experiencing whole new perspectives and choices. Psychic mediums Sharon Pugh and Matthew Brandau bring you insight to historical times, current events, and the very real future that we face. Sharon and Matthew are true, tested, and certified psychic mediums and life coaches. They give you straight insight with a caring, humorous touch. Join them every Thursday for a new exciting topic and call into the show for a free reading with both hosts.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Mediumship and Beyond. I'm Sharon Pugh, and Matthew Brandau is the other host. So we host the show together. So welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. What's the telephone number so people can call in?
Oh, you know, wait a minute. That's your turn to have that.
I'm dyslexic.
Okay. All right. You know what?
202.
It is 202.
570.
7057. So call into the show. We'll give you a free reading. You know we will.
Oh, God help us. Now, Sharon has some news for everybody that's going to be coming up very soon. She is going to have a cell phone app, and you will be able to check her status on this app. It'll be for iPhone. It'll be coming out very soon, and people will just click on her logo, and there's a telephone.
Sorry about that.
And what'll happen is, as you click on this app, and that hurt, what'll happen is you will be brought to her particular app, and inside it'll say check availability. And when you click on that availability, it'll take you to a very private website that'll show you whether or not she can receive a phone call. And all you do is click on her telephone number to her direct dial, or you're going to go in and just click on the instant reading. And you'll be connected to her through the per minute as well. So Sharon has a new app coming out very soon, and that'll be exciting for her, and it'll make it a lot easier for people. If you want to get a hold of Sharon, all you do is click on her app. There's no more website searching, which is fantastic. And the same is for me. And my app is already out there for Android. The iPhone is coming soon, but for Android users, if you want to download my app, you can for free by going to psychic.red. And you'll see the download link right there. Please do this on your Android phone when you're downloading it. Otherwise, you'll have a harder time. And it's very easy to download, and you just give it permission to install. It does not do anything. It does not require permission for camera, nothing for microphone, nothing. All it requires to install it, it accesses the specific website to show real fast in smartphone fashion. If I'm available, it's the same thing with Sharon. You just click on it. Right, Sharon?
I got it. Sorry about the telephone ring. I thought I turned that off, but, you know, and my landline hardly ever rings. And 2 minutes getting on the show, there it goes. So, you know, you got it. You have to adjust. It's real life. So,
no complaints from me.
All right. So, Our website information is on the show link. I'm going to be coming out with a new website address. But for right now, if you want to reach me, go to psychicreadingsnow.com and click on the instant reading link. That's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the year. No prepaid or pre-booked readings. And Matthew, while I was kind of away from the radio show and taking care of the phone, did you give out your information?
In retrospect, I did without even realizing it because I told him about psychic.red.
Okay. So all right. Perfect.
Very, very simple. Yeah, it's the same thing.
All right.
Ooh,
ah.
The caller.
Okay.
Right,
all right.
Cool.
Okay. All right, we're going to Rhode Island. Yeah, but before we get to the show today, we have a caller, and as every Thursday, if we get a caller, we break what we're doing and we take the call. So, Diane, hi, are you there?
I am, Sharon. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So, what can we help you with today?
Well, I do have several projects in the works with my career, and I was wondering if you had any feeling about how things are going to go. I have a theatrical project in the works, a musical project, and a book.
All right. I was getting writing, and they are fiction, so there's not any true stories that you're writing. You're all into all of the genres, you know, all of the characters, and your characters are very important to you, and I see you focusing more so on them.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Is that accurate? Oh, okay, cool.
That's very accurate, yes.
If you stick to emphasizing and growing your characters, your book in particular is going to do very well. And I get a very strong male and a female character that is strong in the book. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I've only introduced the female character right now, but I'm working on the male counterpart, so that's very true.
Okay. All right. I'm hearing mediumistic-wise, stick to the two main male-female characters and take out some of the, some of the things that go around the other characters and focus less on them. Now, let me get to your publisher, because you don't know what the heck is going on with the publishing end of it.
That's correct.
That's like a three-ring circus going on. I'm seeing clowns juggling and...
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
And you do have people that you're thinking about, but some are not interested. Some are interested, but they want to change things. And what I want you to do is I want you to stop focusing on the publishing right now.
Okay.
Because who is going to publish this book isn't even in your space right now.
That's funny. I've been feeling that. That's great. Okay.
Yeah. So as I get rid of them, move them out, and take your energy and refocus back on finishing this book.
Okay.
Now you also have a play that you're writing.
I'm more directing than writing.
Okay. All right. I this has a child's feel to it. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That is going to take longer. I don't know what the child aspect is, but I just hear that it's going to take longer, and you're going to have to jump through more hoops in order to get that off the ground. You need funding. You need money for that.
Yes. Yep.
And that's going to come around March of 2019 when you have, the full funding and you're able to get that off the ground. But your book is going to be published first.
Wonderful.
Did you mention a third?
Yes, a musical project that there's been strong interest in, and we seem to be close, but it's always a tweak this. I can't divulge more than that because it's under contract, so I can't divulge more.
Yeah, you and I get a like a woman's hand in the pot being very critical but very optimistic in the same way.
Okay.
That one I'm not seeing as clearly as the book itself and then the musical that you're writing. So it's the weakest one, even though it's the one that is being shown the most interest. It's kind of all over the place
now.
And you want to, and this being a musical, I just don't see instruments. I see, you know, people that.
What was that word you used?
Instruments?
Instruments. Oh, instruments. I was like, what the heck is an instrument?
It's a
Sharon
different
knows
kind
a word
of
that
play.
I don't.
I know. Instruments. Okay. All right. Matthew, what are you seeing about this? I just kind of, like I said, when I do a reading, I go into a realm and I can just go on
fine.
And on and on.
All
right.
That's fine. In short, you know, I'm glad that Sharon got into all those details and, you know, gave you some good guidance. I'm going to switch gears and throw it to something else. Before you even ask the question, I had a very large amount of discomfort come into my stomach and just into the upper intestines in my body.
Okay.
So that tells me to tell you, please be careful of your stress levels. I don't know if you have an irritable bowel disorder or something like that, but whatever it is, please get that looked at. I don't know. Do you have a family history? Is there something going on in your stomach right now that's a little bit difficult?
No, I was just diagnosed with diverticulosis.
Oh, gee whiz. No wonder.
And
the exact location I was feeling.
Allergies to gluten and, yeah, just trying to figure out what the heck, you know.
Okay. Okay, so there
changing
we go. I
diet
just
is huge.
Letting you know that I got that feeling, and the diverticulitis happens right in that location. I was like, what the heck?
Yep. Perfect. You guys are spot on. You started off a little shaky, but you're spot on with your reading.
Okay, so that being put aside, the contract that you're under for this, that's all fine and good, but as I'm the only thing I can tell you that I'm feeling about these issues is to be very careful. I don't know if I'm guessing it's got to be about the music because I don't see any problems with the other things that Sharon mentioned.
Oh, good.
Be very cautious of this person who is, as Sharon said, critical and optimistic. And don't be surprised if you actually need to reconsider who is running the show for you, so to speak, and getting this whole thing off the floor. I get the feeling you're actually going to have some kind of a problem with it. Not the original piece that you're doing, but the people who are helping you get it going. It feels like they are actually going to hold you back. And it just feels like what could be something grand will become something small, so controlled that the money flows in one direction and it can't breathe and be allowed to really be expanded by all kinds of enjoyed by all kinds of people that would really like it. It just feels like somebody is really trying to control it, almost like a major corporation is saying, we're not going to let it go any further until we see for sure that we're going to make profit, when they should be letting it expand. And there's been mistakes with large corporations where they don't let something grow.
Yeah, it is a large corporation.
Okay, and if they don't let it grow,
later on
they regret it.
It's a large corporation that's handling it, yes. Okay.
That's the problem. So I would be I would really get on them and let them know they need to push it. And if they don't, or if they tell you to back off, I would consider whether or not your legal situation needs to be considered, because I get the feeling that Sharon's right. I feel as if I'm being choked for this particular part of the reading. I feel like I'm getting choked. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay, that's the problem, and it's going to continue. And I don't mean to be mean or cruel or insensitive, but I feel like this is not going to go away. Unless you really step your foot in and get somebody behind you in with legal knowledge and say, you guys shouldn't be doing this. You're going to kill what could be beautiful and what could explode.
Okay. Excellent.
So that,
that's great advice. Timely. We're at that point. So thank you.
Okay. All right, Diane, I have one more thing that I want to give you. And, if this name doesn't mean anything to you, that's okay. I just write it down, Margaret.
Okay. What? I have a great aunt who passed, Margaret.
Okay. All right. She passed of a long-term illness that I feel was systemic. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. She just popped in and literally sat down beside me and just said, hi, hi, I'm Margaret. Peace. Before she hangs up, please pass my name along to her.
Could you ask her where I hid her ring?
Okay, I was getting ready. I was like, blah, 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 blah. I was getting ready to say jewelry.
I'm sorry. Yes, I've been asking her. I'm so amazed by this. I have been asking her where I hid her ring. I had a feeling I was going to be robbed at one point. I just had a funny feeling, and I hid the ring, and I haven't found it. And I've had several mediums say it's still in my possession. I haven't lost it, but I've been through everything, and I don't know where it is.
Okay. All right. Because she gave you some other jewelry. That's not the only thing that I get that she gave you.
Yes, she did. And I have that in a safety.
Yeah. Are you wearing her necklace?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's why she popped in. And I know that we were fixing to just go, thank you for calling, but she just literally... and I.
She's a very strong woman. She's a very, very strong woman.
I'm like, okay, I look over and there she is. And I'm like, okay, she's not going to go away. I have to break in and I have to give her this or else she will stay with me for a very long time. And I don't want that. She's a very nice lady.
No, you don't.
And, All right, it's in something blue. It's in it's inside of a small box that's inside of a bunch of things. And it's just rattling around inside of this small box. It's like a ring box, but it's not in the ring holder.
Okay.
And as you were packing up things or moving them or condensing or organizing, you just said, oh, I don't want to lose this. Here's a box, but it's inside of either a blue box or a white box with blue in it.
So it's inside of a box, inside of a box under some paper.
Okay.
Yes.
And other stuff.
Okay.
I'm being half sarcastic and half like, what the hell did I just say?
I know. And that's kind of what several, mediums have put their hands out and said it's like in something, but you can't see it. And, I actually tore apart a chair.
Oh, good Lord.
No, it's not in a chair. I promise you that. Okay. It's in a box.
There are no gremlins. There are no gremlins around.
You guys are funny. Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you. Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Thank
it was
you
fun.
So much. Very accurate. Thank you so much.
You're
do us a
welcome.
Favor and share with any of your friends about Sharon and myself and let them know that we made you happy.
I certainly will. I have a couple of thousand followers on Facebook and I'm going to blast it out right now. Thank you.
Awesome. My gosh. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right. We are going to break. We will be right back. Stay tuned. We got a great show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Hello, this is Matthew Brandau. My co-host and founder of Beyond Psychic Mediumship, Sharon Pugh, and I are here to provide free readings to callers. We are also taking questions by email. Our simple and clear goal is to help people find clarity in their personal journey. We go beyond the spirit and guidance of the 3D world we're in, and we look at everyone as a higher level being. Looking at the chakras, aura, energy flow, emotional position, and psychic medical intuition, we also tune into your spiritual diversity with both God and demonic influences. Our goal is to bring the clarity of your path to your personal enlightenment, and hope to be a positive influence, which you can then share with others.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And the telephone number is, once again, Sharon, you're on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Such a jerk.
Let's see. Then 202
570-7057.
Call in. We just had a great caller. Did, you know... Why do you got the giggles today?
I don't know.
Wow. I love the show. I do. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. If you want to call in, we just did a reading for Diane in, I think, Rhode Island. And it was a great connection, and I love, and it's like always somebody in spirit is going to pop in, and her great aunt, you know, popped in and is trying to help her find that ring. God bless her. I hope she finds that ring.
Those are stubborn objects to tune into, but That being said, we're going to discuss another stubborn object now. The weather. We're going to talk about future weather predictions, aren't we, Sharon?
We are. And and we make sure, you know, that we really don't talk with each other, because I get all of my predictions through automatic writing. And, you know, the weather has been really weird. Even this year, it's gone from being hot to being cold. It's 40 something degrees outside, and a couple weeks ago it was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And what, you know, a couple things that I got, you know, going into 2019 and 2020, this year, and I don't care what the almanac says, you know, what the weather forecast says, I get what I get. And it's going to be but ugly cold this winter. And even places like California and Arizona.
But ugly
cold. That's what we say here in the South. You know, if it's cold, you just have to put that with it. But it
I happen
is...
to like butts, so that's why I'm thinking I'm taking this as a prejudiced comment. I think butts are cute.
All right. No, this weather is not going to be cute. It's going to be cold, but we're going to have, you know, blast of a lot of wind, a lot of snow, and places that have never seen snow. You know, I see, you know, looking on the TV, and these people are being, you know, interviewed because they're having snow where it typically, you know, doesn't snow. And I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing a cause, and there's been this strange, you know, energy shift that has happened. And all of a sudden I was told the energy shift that we're having that's causing, you know, a lot of the chaos is also going to affect the weather. And I see the earth rotation slowing down a bit. I don't know why it's slowing down, but it's going to change the entire weather patterns that we have.
Well, actually, there is proof to that. Yes. Here comes Matthew with useless facts. After a certain amount of detonations in one specific area, they said that the nuclear blasts actually had some kind of a specific impact on the speed of the rotation of the Earth. Now, this rotation was not noticed by anybody. Nobody could feel it slowing down, but these nuclear blasts in a certain area, for some reason, there were so many of them, that it actually did cause the Earth to slow down, but in such an amount that it's totally unrecognizable and almost not even worth mentioning. But it's like point blah, 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 so many at a speed, rotations per minute, I guess. And so that is actually an accurate statement to say that the Earth has slowed down, but it's not something to cause anybody any panic other than just to say, yes, we as human beings do have the ability to affect our globe in our star system.
Wow.
Yours now.
Okay. No. I mean, as far as what, you know, what the winters, the spring, summers, and falls are going to be like, the only thing that I get, you know, that I got through my automatic writing was the cold weather, that 2019, 2020 is going to be incredibly cold. And
oh boy, we're going to have a conflict of comments here, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. No. Go ahead.
All right. What I've been getting, and this is partly from, or this is 75% psychic, 25% coincides with the effects of the world around us and what we're seeing specifically. The biggest problem, and even our engineer behind the scenes, Christopher, we were talking about this, the sun. They're saying now that they're starting to see that there's a cycle in the sun. And for some reason, I can't explain the cycle of the sun to you. I have no idea if it's getting hotter or colder. Scientists can say they know from the past few hundred years, well, that thing is a monster compared to the Earth. We are a speck. So how in the world can they scientifically figure things out? I don't think they really have this God's honest idea. But that being said, the Earth and all of the other planets are factually getting warmer. And because of that warmth, I don't see a – this is the difficult part. I see that our impact from the sun and also from the pollution that humans are causing, the atmosphere is actually having a problem with filtration of sun particles coming through. We're actually getting warmer. So the effect of this globally is an increase in temperatures. And that also means that I believe we're actually going to be seeing massive storms in micro fashion. In other words, we're going to see around the globe, instead of storms being larger, random, you know, powerful hits here and there, but it's not really lethal per se, we're going to be seeing smaller storms like thunderstorms, but the impact of these things, if you're near one, it's almost the same thing as being in a tornado. It's not a tornado, actually, but it's more what they call microbursts. Air that comes down from the ceiling of the sky under the clouds hits the ground and goes out, and it blows everything down. I think we're going to see a lot more of those, and we're also going to see, for the worst of the storms, tornadoes. I think we're going to see a lot more of those in Europe, which is a very unusual place for tornadoes. We're also going to see them, or F4s and F5s in the United States and Tornado Alley, and especially towards where you live, Sharon, I think there's going to be a lot worse. We could have cold snaps, and they may come through, but I also feel like because of the flow of the water bringing more heat north, you're going to see a mishmash. It's going to be freezing cold one day, and the crops are going to go, oh, no, and the next day it'll be like sunny warm where you can walk outside in shorts, and it's going to be a mishmash of this for a while. And I also see Japan. Japan's going to be in big trouble. They're going to get sick because they have a massive leak issue with their nuclear plant that is still spreading slowly, and it's actually affecting the oceans. And number two is I think the waters are rising, and the storms that are going to hit Japan are actually going to cause Japan in the next 5 to 10 years, maybe even a little longer, to be more and more unlivable and more and more unsafe.
Ah,
Australia.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think what's going to happen is Australia is actually going to become more moist, still tropical, but I think they're going to metamorphosize into a very livable island, and they can actually spread out further because where there isn't much water, you're going to actually have more storms and more water starting to form in that area, which is very unusual. And I think New Zealand, which is right below it to the southeast, which is a long strip of land, is actually going to become more in the news as well. I think that they're actually going to be doing fine. I don't think they're going to disappear. China is creating their own weather, so they're really not going to be in much of a trouble. They just have smog issues. Russia, I think Russia is actually going to expand its population. They're going to have an explosion because the amount of heat coming into them is going to grow significantly towards the Siberian area. And Siberia is actually going to become a new hotspot for all kinds of riches, minerals, golds, all kinds of things like that. That is going to be a huge, huge explosion in that. And I think a lot of companies are going to move into there, and Russia is going to become a huge centralized area for wealth. And the United States is going to be dealing more and more with a loss of industry in weapons. That's completely off the topic, I'm sorry. They're going to be dealing with heat of extraordinary proportions, and like Phoenix, Arizona, and Texas. It's almost, I would say, in the next 5 to 10 years, we're looking at conditions that are possibly borderline, not actual, borderline unlivable or conditions that are very extreme where even going outside during the summertime is not easy. So that's my prediction.
Okay. You know, it's funny that you say that because I, you know, was also getting, you know, one thing that I did in my writing was places like Arizona, you know, Nevada, you know, places that are further south in Texas are going to get extremely hot, but we're going to have unusual amounts of rain, rain when we don't typically have rain, and it's going to create almost like an indoor, you know, environment to grow crops that have never been able to grow in that area. So all of these places that people don't even bother investing in land, the land values are going to go up. But I'm looking at and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What you just said makes complete sense. It's, you know, the temperatures are going to go up, but we're going to also have the moisture. So we're going to be able to grow things that, you know, were only grown in, you know, tropical environments. So it does become like a tropical.
Now, that's an interesting thing, because what that also means is that, because right now there's a new shift in exports and imports for the United States. And if that's the case, then we're talking more localized food production that is not does not need specialized GMOs. For people that don't know GMOs, it's genetically modified organism or something. I forget what the heck the O stands for now. Brain fart. But anyways, it's genetically modified seeds and those types of things. But it's not proven to be healthy. And if the weather changes in that particular way, you're going to find more self-sustaining food that's going to allow people in the United States to eat healthier and not be affected by large corporations' desires to make money so they control the food availability for their purpose of profit. You're actually going to find the weather is going to be conducive to allowing more natural crops to grow, and food will be more abundant, which is fantastic. And that, so a lot of good things coming and not so good. But
okay.
Other information to come up real soon about Sharon and myself that you didn't know. Talk to you soon, folks.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Don't ask me for the number. Hi. Okay, all right. I don't know what. I have no idea why he has the giggles. Why do you have
the... Because you just broadcast that. Whatever you just said, everybody heard it.
No. No, I have no...
Sorry.
Listen, do not listen to that man behind the curtain. Okay.
Oh, God, that was...
All right.
Funny.
We are talking about prophecies. Okay.
All right, yes. But before we get back to that, there's an announcement that I'm going to make here, and I have not told Sharon about this, so she's going to be a little embarrassed, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Sharon and I have been talking about this behind the show. Sharon is going to be doing something very soon once she has a moment, but she has a very chaotic daily life. Mine is a little bit different than hers. I have a little more time. I am actually now on YouTube, and I have made 3 videos, and they are all psychic predictions of the future. And right now I am at I'm over 2,000 views for all the videos. And I have now over 50 subscribers. And I want to say thank you very much to any of the subscribers that might be listening in right now. And the channel is called The Psychic Channel on YouTube. And if you wish to go in and watch them, great. I'm not worried about getting likes. Not a big thing to me. Other people say it's a big thing. I don't care. If you want to watch it, if it helps you, if it gives you insight for yourself and what might affect you in the future, and based upon what I tell you, you make decisions, and it turns out that they're positive things that affect you, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to affect people in a positive way by giving these predictions of what I'm seeing in the future. And I'll be honest with you folks, so far I've got a number of compliments and comments that people are saying, oh my God, what you've said so far is becoming accurately true. And I'm very thankful that I've been getting that feedback. And now Sharon is actually going to be doing the same thing. She actually has, a couple of YouTube channels. She's going to be making some very raw and live predictions herself, and she's going to be uploading them to YouTube in the very near future. So look for her as well on YouTube. That was the announcement I wanted to make.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. You know, I probably said before, I live on a farm. You know, I work the farm myself. But... you know, things are kind of calming down, so I'm going to have the time to do that. But I'm going to be talking about, you know, things that are happening now, things that are going to be happening in the future, things that we're curious about, people that we're curious about, you know, life after death, what really happens, what happens before we pass, what happens after, what heaven is like, just things that we find in books or other videos. So I want to make sure that what I do give out there are things that you have a hard time finding, you know, somewhere else. So
now, don't forget, Sharon, there's an important thing, that a video that was made by you a while back, a number of years ago, it shows her giving a reading to a family and talking about a son that has passed away. and that video should still be seen. Unfortunately, you can't see Sharon's face because she never looks at the recorder. But you can see Sharon giving a reading to a family, and it is intense, it is accurate, and it shows just what Sharon is capable of doing. And her presence is beautiful, and her ability to communicate to this family and what's going on is really brings a lot of clarity to them for emotional and for health. So what's the name of that video called again? A son gives a family a hard time or something?
No, a son who passed away riding a motorcycle. You know, the parents were still grieving, and they came to an event that I held. And the son, you know, came through and described, you know, the color of his helmet, the color of the motorcycle, what happened to him, you know, and was talking right. about how the dad was dealing with it. And, you know, at the end, excuse me, you know, the mom needed, you know, just with all the validations that I gave, needed to know. And she asked me, you know, I said, ask me something, you know, that I can get from him for right. you to know that he's really there. And she said, what was his favorite color rose? And I said, a very dark red. And she broke down in tears. And just that right. was her, you know, validation.
What was the name of that? What was the name of that video?
It was, you know, I would have to look it up and post it. But if you pull up, you know, psychic medium Sharon Pugh, son, you know, deceased son gives messages to parents, you'll be able to see it.
That was a good video.
Thank you. Yeah. So we're both going to be doing, you know, more of those. And so it's going to be a cool thing. But
back to the weather.
Are we done with the weather?
Not yet, because there's a couple more things I want to tell people about. But
okay.
How much time do we have? We don't have a whole lot of time left.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes.
Okay, so this is the other part, is that there is a – this is a very challenging thing, and I'm going to try and simplify this as best as possible. Sharon, are you familiar with the word desalinization?
No.
Okay. What that means in short is a reduction in salt inside of water. And the problem that people are questioning is two different parts. Number one is desalinization in the ocean is starting to have an effect, because the more fresh water there is and less salt water there is, you have a flow in the ocean that begins to slow down. And the flow of the ocean is part of what controls the weather. The reason why they're worried about that is because the northern part, the Antarctica and the Arctic, are both experiencing a sort of exponential meltdown that's happening over a long period of time. And they're worried about the fresh water that is in this ice is translating into fresh water and no longer into ice, which it kind of fills the ocean up with too much fresh water, and it kind of makes the salt water thinner, and that creates less of a flow in the world's oceans. And because of that, that's having an impact on the weather. Because the less flow of water in the oceans, the less weather is transmitted through because of the heat and the cold, which is also in part affected with the ocean flows. And so when they talk about El Niño and La Niña, we're talking about major changes in weather. Major. But to talk about that further would be overloading for people, because most people are just looking for entertainment. So I'm not going to get into that science too much. But with those two items, with the ice melting, and more of it is under the water than above it, which most people don't realize, is that icebergs are actually just the tip of it is showing at the top, above the actual water line. Below it is a huge amount of ice. So when that expands out, and becomes fresh water, there's going to be a bigger problem. And that's what people are not really understanding very much. The scientific community does, but the regular people like myself and you are not really aware of that. So that's something else I wanted to share. Once the ice starts to melt, watch out for major, major weather changes that are almost too fast. Does that make sense?
It does, and I think it's already happening. You know, I think that
right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like you're writing something down. What are you doing? I can hear a lot of background shifting.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
So,
I can. I'm like, no. This is interesting stuff. I'm going to write it down. Not.
No. I don't. I can't. You know, talk on radio and write things down, but
Oh.
No. So I don't know. I have no idea what you're hearing, but
okay.
Yeah, just no shifting, kind of shifting gears, and you know, sorry if this kind of sounds all over the place, but the economy, you know, everybody is worried about what the economy is going to do, and I'm getting things are going to be, you know, in politics and the economy, I think go hand in hand, and. And again, everything that I get is through automatic writing, and Trump will be elected again. And I'm neither Democrat or Republican. So don't call me and go, you know, you're pro-Trump and you want him to win. This is just what I see happening, that, you know, he'll win another election, another 4 years, mm-hmm. and his, you know, second term will be, you know, he'll still be popular, but it will plummet in 2021. That's when the economy is going to go south. You know, oil prices are going to increase, I get, in 2019, 2020. So if you do invest in oil stocks, I would say now's the time to do it. And you may have another opinion. You may be seeing something different.
No. My opinion is not of that. My opinion is actually Bitcoin. Invest in Bitcoin.
Ah, okay. All right. Somebody offered me, you know, an opportunity to invest in Bitcoin, and I didn't get the greatest feeling about it. I know it's digital money, but one of the things that I did do in my writing was that we're going to go to a non-currency type payment where the dollar loses its value, and we do go to a digital kind of money exchange that changes from day to day. So we can make a lot of money, you know, in investments, or we can lose a lot of money in investments.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, about AOL, right? I told you about that.
No, but I think I read recently where AOL and Facebook stocks kind of declined. And I do see Facebook stocks plummeting at some point. That
is actually very true. I think Facebook is losing grip because I think they're just overly saturated. People are just naturally moving on. So I would agree with you 100% on that. But be careful. We only have 3 minutes left and or even less than that. And I want to make sure people know how to contact you, Sharon.
Okay. All right. One more prediction that I did. France, in 2019 or 2020, France is going to have another terrorist attack at a popular bar. A very well-known, huge.
Oh, you mentioned that in the last show.
Bar, yes. That, you know, and I saw that happening again, and hundreds of people are going to be, you know, killed or injured. The other thing, really quickly, the news, you know, the news, the way that we see the news is going to change. People are going to stop tuning in. The ratings are going to go down. People are not going to want to know what is happening now. They're going to want to know what is happening in the future, and it's going to be more spiritual based. Spiritual information is going to kind of take over the traditional kind of news, like, you know, CNN, MSNBC, Fox. So that's it. All right. If you want to reach me, go to psychicreadingsnow.com. You can find me on Facebook under Sharon Pugh, P-U-G-H. And, of course, you know, download the podcast of the radio shows. It has all our information on there. You can, you know, listen back. And, of course, anytime we do a radio show, feel free to call in. We will give you a free reading.
Yeah, sounds good. And, folks, you know how to reach me, psychic.red. That easy. Your Android phone, and you can get a hold of me with just a couple of clicks. So that's about it. And Sharon's new app for iPhone will be coming out very soon, so you can look for that. Thank you very much to everybody for called in. Thank you to Sharon for her amazing abilities, and I'm blessed to be part of the show.
Thank you. All right. Have a great weekend, folks.